Welcome back to A Movie A Day. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. And now we got today's movie, Hostage, a rated R movie from 2005. It's a crime, drama, mystery, starring Bruce Willis, Kevin Pollak, and other people who I really don't know who they are. And I don't care that much. Okay, let's see here. A guy named Ben Foster. He seems familiar. What was he in? Oh, he's in a lot of movies. The Mechanic he was in. The Messenger. 30 Days a Night. He was in X-Men 3 as Angel. Okay, and Stephen King's Dead Zone TV series. Okay, alright, so he's been in a few movies. And then there was another kid in here whose face I recognize. But forget that. The movie is... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'll get to her in a second. This movie is about a hostage taker who's retired from... Well, he didn't retire altogether. He works as a sheriff now. He used to be a hostage taker in Los Angeles. Name is Tom Ludlow, played by Bruce Willis. So now the small town that he's a sheriff for is easier going. And in one day in that town, a rich man named Kevin Pollak, or named Walter Smith, played by Kevin Pollak, and his two children are taken hostage by three thugs from the neighboring town who want to go in and rob the place, but then they end up taking the family hostage. And Bruce Willis, Bruce Willis is, as the sheriff, loses. Well, I ain't gonna get into all that first, right? Basically, it's his job, to contain the situation, but he hands it off to the FBI. The only problem is Kevin Pollak works for some very nasty, bad people who have entrusted him with some records that are on a DVD disc or a CD disc in a DVD case. And he keeps it in his house, and he's going to deliver that. He was going to deliver that to the bad guys that night. But he's in a hostage situation, and the bad guys want that DVD right now because it's got some evidence in there they need. So Bruce Willis, who is like, I handed this off to the FBI, this hostage situation, his family is taken by the really mean, nasty bad guys who seem to be very powerful. Because they're very mysterious. They got all kinds of resources at their hand. And they tell him, yo, you're going to take over the situation again. And you're going to get in the house and get that DVD. Or we're going to kill your family. And I didn't care at that point. I mean, it's like, I don't like overly complicated shit like that, where they expect the character to do amazing feats to get back our little MacGuffin, let's call it the MacGuffin, in this case the CD, and we got to deal with it. And it's supposed to be a high concept, and it's probably got greenlit because it's got Bruce Willis. They the plot, you got this embattled sheriff who has to go get Die Hard kind of. That he has to work for the little kid in the house because there's a little boy who's held hostage. Tommy Smith, played by Jimmy Bennett, who has access to all the air ducts in his house, and he's crawling around in the air ducts like Bruce Willis, as John McClane did in Die Hard. And now Bruce Willis is communicating with this kid to help him get this DVD back. And is Bruce Willis only in it to get the DVD and save his family, or does he care about Kevin Pollak's family? And by the way, Kevin Pollak character, I hate this too. I fucking used to love Kevin Pollak. I probably still love Kevin Pollak when he was in movies like The Usual Suspects in the 90s. His comedy, he's the first guy who did the William Shatner impression. He did that, and everybody else started doing it. But he's the one who perfected it and did it first, and was the funniest motherfucker doing it. and he's a funny guy, but he's always wasted in these films. I just saw him earlier this year in a movie called Red State by Kevin Smith, and I was like, okay, Kevin Smith was going to use Kevin Pollak correctly. No, he didn't. Kevin Pollak didn't get a big part in the movie, let's just say that. And in this movie, you're like, okay, he's the father who's going to be held hostage with the kids, so at least he's going to get some witty banter back and forth with the three thugs. No, he gets knocked the fuck out. And nobody gets knocked out for that long. Either you get knocked out and wake up, or you're in a comatose state and you're going to die. But no, he stays unconscious, untreated for hours and hours and hours. Okay, until some point they miraculously get him back to consciousness, but he just plays the little kind of weaselly, I shouldn't say weaselly, but he just plays the plain guy who knows a secret. Bruce Willis got to force it out of him so he can help save his family and save Bruce Willis's family, but he doesn't get anything good or juicy to do. And he's knocked out for most of the movie. It sucks. Instead, we got to deal with people like Ben Foster, I guess Jonathan Tucker and Marshall Allman, who play the Kelly brothers. And Ben Foster plays Mars Kupchak. They're the three thugs. They're just playing teenage thugs who get into trouble. And Ben Foster but he's more evil than them. He's like the devil. He's more troubled than the two Kelly brothers. And we're supposed to care so much. Oh, yeah, because we're fearing for the safety of the brother and the sister. Their little sister the big sister is played by Michelle Horn. And I don't know how she got picked. She has no charisma. She's not that pretty in the movie. And actually, you know, she looked like Rebecca Black. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Anyway, let's see what she's done. She's mostly done voiceovers. She's a voice actress. She did a voiceover in Fillmore. Oh, no. Is Fillmore, is that a... Never mind. I don't even know if that's animated or not. And she was in Family Guy. That's animated. But everything else, I don't see how she got... This girl was in a lot of things up till 2008. I think she grew out her cuteness, because she must have been a child star of the early 2000s. Then when her eyes grew up, they was like, okay, we had enough of you. You ain't that cute. You sucked on screen. So anyway, yeah, she was not that good. She wasn't that good. A lot of the actors weren't good in this movie. Oh, yeah, and the reason why this movie is stupid, and the reason why I tuned out, because even though you got the complicated plot of Bruce Willis has to deal with the hostage takers, then he has to deal with the people who has his family, and he has to get the father out, and he has to get the DVD out, and it's like, whatever. It's one of those drawn-out action movies where, first of all, the whole thing shouldn't have happened, because when the mob found out, okay, this guy is taken hostage, they should have just sat back and watched, because nobody's going to, Kevin, I don't know if they knew if Kevin Pollak was knocked out in the house, but shit, his ass was dying, so they could just let him die, or they could let him, you know, get taken by the hostage and killed or rescued, whatever. Kevin Pollak's character wasn't going to tell. His character is the only one who knew that he had some important records that they needed, which is, basically he was their accountant, and it's the mob's, all their records, their accounting records, and they needed it. Okay, but they would have eventually got the damn, these people have so many resources. At one point, they pose as SWAT and come in to, before the FBI and Bruce Willis as fucking SWAT. And I'm like, that, and they're the bad guys. We don't know if they bought SWAT or if they posed as SWAT. But that's resources like a motherfucker. So whatever happens, they could have just waited for the hostage situation to play out, then went in there and got the DVD because they knew which DVD to look for. So, I mean, movie is dumb. That shouldn't have happened. And then the thing, the whole thing with kidnapping Bruce Willis' family is even dumber. And then he's got a... And even more important, there's no reason to believe that Bruce Willis loves his family because there was no chemistry. His daughter hated him, just like his daughter hated him in Last Boy Scout that was made 14 years before this movie was made. It's like, this, oh my God, it's so retread. Ugh. No, no, no. This is all I got to say to this movie. No, no, no. Oh, and then at the beginning, it shows how Bruce Willis, what really annoyed me was the fucking beginning. It opens up with a hostage situation. Bruce Willis is a hostage negotiator for the LAPD. He has a big, in the beginning of the movie, he has a big scraggly beard. Okay, long hair. He looks nasty as fuck. And he's talking to this guy who has his son and wife hostage. And he said he's going to kill them. At one point, the SWAT tells Bruce Willis, oh, we got a beat on him. And he's like, no, fuck that. Nobody dies today. Even though this guy hasn't shown any sign that he's going to give in. He's saying that he is going to kill the son and the mother. And Bruce Willis says, no, y'all don't shoot him. I'm going to take care of this. And of course he doesn't. He fails. Somebody dies and this fucks him all up. But right there, that makes you not like Bruce Willis because he picked a murderer or a would-be murderer, a guy who was holding his hostage family over the family, over the little boy who had nothing to do with it, and over the wife who was not holding anybody hostage. He was going to let one of them die. He was trying to save a fucking guy with a gun to a woman's head and saying he's going to kill his son. That makes me not like Bruce Willis' character and think that his character is stupid. But what really pissed me off and ticked me off and set my mood for the rest of the movie was at the beginning, during that hostage situation, Bruce Willis and scraggly beard. At one point, he's laying on the roof of a building, talking on the phone to the guy and combing his beard with a big comb. Then he leaves the comb in his beard. And that irked me. That was ghetto. That was gross. That was whack. I didn't understand. I didn't understand, Bruce. Why? This movie is a 2-star movie. Well, actually, I'll give it less than that. It's whack. It's 1-star. Don't watch it. This is Doom. This is the Doom Movie a Day podcast. I'm disgusted. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check out the website, my Movie a Day website. I don't even know the website. I haven't gotten the website yet as I record this. But go to doomcast.blogspot.com. That's my comic book show. And you can find a link to the Movie a Day podcast. Check out or send my email to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Next time, peace. P.S. To add, just realized the girl who played Bruce Willis's daughter in the movie, who he didn't have any chemistry with, is his real daughter, Rumor Willis. And yes, her character, her acting was horrible. Horrible.